In Simin Tov Resh Mem Siv Beis Katan She'ino Tzarech Imo, a child who does not need his mother, he's Shehu Keben Chamesh Keben Sheish, meaning he doesn't need his mother in order to function, to eat, etc. He's 5 or 6 years old. He's somewhat self-sufficient. Chayv B'Sukkah Midivrei Sofrim Kedei L'Chanchel B'Mitzvos. He's Chayv Midrabanan, that the father has an obligation to train the child to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz and Magen Avraham, who says that it depends on each child, what their knowledge is, when they reach a level of understanding what the mitzvah of Sukkah is, so then you're chayiv to be machanich them. Whereas other achronim disagree and say that from 5 and on, no matter what, if the father's in the city and he doesn't need the mother, then he's chayiv to train the child, even if he's not, even if the child isn't the sharpest of the bunch. Once the 5 years old, the father is obligated to be machanich the child. There's a discussion whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch or not. It's a machlokas in the poskim. Sif Gimel. Cholum mishamshem p'turim min asukah. One more point about the child. So it's a discussion, as we said, whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch or not. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes and says that for sure, no one's allowed to feed a child food outside of a sukkah, because that's like feeding them non-kosher food, which you can't do biadayim, even if you wouldn't be obligated to stop them from eating non-kosher food. If you see them, you can't do it with your own hands. Sif Gimel. Cholum mishamshem p'turim min asukah. A sick person, or the people who are helping the sick person, are exempt from the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be someone who's in danger of death. Even someone who's a cholish embo sakana, their head is hurting, their eyes are hurting, they're also going to be pater. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because just as if they were in their home, if they were sick, they would go to the most comfortable place. So too, they're not obligated to sit in the sukkah. They could go to the most comfortable place because of the concept of teshvu ke'ein taduru. The reason that those who are helping him are pater is because of the rule of osek b'mitzvah, pater min hamitzvah. However, the Mechaber says, Yesh mish omer she'ein ha-masham shem p'turim, el b'shal shechol ha-tzarech lem. There are some who say that, no, you're not obligated, they're not exempt, the people who are helping, unless the chola needs them at that moment. But otherwise, they would not be exempt. When it comes to a chola she'ein bo sakana on the first night of Sukkis, so the Birkei Yosef isn't sure, maybe, just as we said earlier, that even though you don't need to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, on the first night of Sukkot, you would need to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Maybe the same thing should be true regarding a chola as well. Or Chas Chaim and the Kolbo sound like a chola is still pater the first night, but the Shari Tshuva, the Bikurei Yaakov, and the Eliyahu Rabba sound like you would be chayv on the first night. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach also says, Misvara, it would appear that a chola and raining would be the same, and therefore on the first night, you would have to sit in the sukkah. However, if it is a chola who thinks that sitting in the sukkah even on the first night will cause him to get even more sick, so then the Binyan Shlomo says that for sure you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where it would cause potential danger to your life, and you would not be chayiv in the sukkah. But otherwise, it would seem that the first night of sukkah, a chola would have to sit in the sukkah just like if it was raining, just to eat, but again without a bracha, and just like with raining, eat, make kiddush, eat your challah, and then you could go inside. Siv Dalad, Mitzdar, Pater Min HaSukkah, Hu V'lo Masham Shav. If someone is so uncomfortable in the sukkah, so then they are Pater, but the people that are helping them are not Pater. Av B'Layla Rishon, Afilu Mitzdar, Chayav L'Echol Sham Kazayis. The first night, even a Mitzdar has to sit in the sukkah, as we said, regarding rain, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should do the same thing, that you wouldn't make a bracha, because it's a suffix, as some would say that you're still Pater, even on the first night. Ezu mitzdar, what does uncomfortable mean? Zesh eini yachol lishon b'sukkah b'nei ruach, someone who can't sleep in the sukkah because of the wind, o b'nei hazvuvzim, haparoshim, or because of bugs, o b'nei hareach, or because there's a bad smell. So anything which makes you so uncomfortable that you can't sit.